This part is super problematic. In the first part, they are describing how your excitement, how it works, that like when people have penis or penis or vagina, how you get wet and or you get erection or something. And it says that the orgasm at women orgasm is not that visible as men orgasm, because the sperm is not going from them. And so they say that it's pretty useful to find these the ways how to express the excitement to the partner. It's advice for a woman. And it says that it will be probably, it won't be words or like long sentences, but probably some sounds. Yeah, and that's why the woman, since the woman orgasm is not that visible, it's that's why it's often called like a feeling climax or something. Yeah, and it says that there are so many factors that step in this whole thing. It means like how exhausted you are, or how your nerve system works. And it says that that's why it's good to create, that the partners create some kind of stereotype, because they said that the whole sex or the whole act has this linear format, you know, and you get to like faster after a while, and it has this like progressive it has its progress, so you should create a stereotype in order so that you both are satisfied, and it means that you create something harmonic between you two. And but there is the tricky part of the stereotype, that it can be like kind of boring after a while, because it's a stereotype. So it's great to still educate yourself and try to put something new in it always. And it says that every partner who's like intelligent or like clever enough will be welcoming these new inputs in the sexual life, that you should be just open. And it says that mainly men are searching for new techniques and for new techniques, and they expect that they will be just so so gorgeous and untouchable and perfect, but sometimes this searching for new techniques sometimes put the sexual development of the partner, of the woman partner, in the background, and they that the men do not realize that it could be like disaster. And that sometimes it has this vibe that you shock her and she just gets scared or something.
So they is there the connotation between violence a bit or not?
No, it's in a violence, but that maybe you are too avant-garde in a way. It's okay. Not really like that you're too pushy in a physical way. It's not really mentioned there, but it's problematic, of course. Yeah, and it says, that's the part, that the main difference between like sexual reactivation between men and women is that women can experience everything like fully. They reach it like after some time, That's what you mentioned. And the rule is that the sexual life is has its regular, you know, that it's just regular in your life, and then you get used to it better. And no, it's not like used to it. It's not mentioned here, but the regularity in it is a crucial thing for women. And that it's pretty common that women are reaching their possibilities. It's really like that she reaches her possibilities after some years, or even after pregnancy and
that's also what she mentioned.
And giving birth, and this ability to experience the sex like fully in the best way is more influenced by your psychology. It's not really mentioned that it's mentioned that the psychology influences women more to experience that, and so there are different factors that are not just connected with your body condition, but like your mood and partner's behavior are mirroring in your like perception of the sexuality. And and this sentence is like, it's hilarious. The woman should be strong enough and have like enough of taste and reasons how to not listen to his partner, like I don't know how to translate it. How to
trust? No.
Like how to accommodate?
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
That's the word. Yeah, so she should be powerful enough and to have this, you know, she should want and she should have these reasons. So it says that it doesn't matter how huge your penis is or how long the act takes, how much time it takes or how often it happens, but it's just important that the man must be like a great partner for her, and that the acts outside of your bedroom like really influences how she's feeling in a bed. And that the sexual act is a like natural continuation of your daily life. It's just more in intimate areas, and it's not. It's not, you cannot expect that you will have like great sex when your outside life is full of conflicts or anxiety or arguments. And you cannot solve your arguments with sex at all, and you can have it just when you're kind of over it. And it says that people who are just abnormal or crazy are used to have the conflict or the argument as a way how to get sex, that they get excited after that, and it says that you are just crazy. And lots of men do not realize that women at the beginning of their sexual life are not developed enough to experience the act of like fully, and the thing is that she's satisfied just with the feeling that she has this man. And that she means something for him in this intimate life. And it's not healthy to keep asking women or like woman partner if she's feeling any, something already, or if it's doing something with her, if it's like comfortable for her. And the woman and her role is again that maybe the man could be a bit anxious and afraid that it doesn't make any pleasure to her, so she should calm him down and she should express somehow like that she likes it and that love, even the physical one, is about giving and taking.
This is all very contradictory and like very bad advice, a lot of it. It's horrible. I mean, it's good advice to say that if the relationship is shit, the sex is not going to be good. Uh-huh. But then also to actually say that, like, if you have a fight with your partner, it can be really healthy to release it sexually afterwards. Yeah. So then to say that this is a pathology, that you're not normal, it's there's a lot of shaming, I feel. Yeah, like also women are shamed if they're not the...
Yeah, it's like this part. It says like it's behind the border of being normal. And also, so the key thing is that you should express each other that you were having the pleasure, and the faking doesn't really make sense.
But then also, if they say it doesn't make sense to fake, then she also has.
But she has to support
to
him
not
all the
make
time.
Him anxious.
And it's fine that she doesn't feel anything like for 5 minutes.
And then he should not ask if he's hurting her or whatever, if she doesn't like it. Like, no.
Oh my god.